feel that? Did you feel it had the feel of a game that it was probably whoever had the ball last?
Yeah, it certainly. I mean, absolutely. That's the best way to sum it up. You know, whoever gets it last is probably gonna have the best chance to win the game. Especially, obviously, after the way we went in the half, kind of felt like we had it last in half, and we got points and tied it up, and so it did. It looked, you know, a little back and forth, and just you know, you look back at these games, and you know, every drive is so critical in these games, and so a couple of them that we didn't get going on that I think we're gonna kick ourselves about, but yeah, it was just one of those games. Whoever has it last got the best chance to win. No, yeah, I'm just disappointed. That's just, you said it, just heartbreaking, and for all of us. I feel like everybody battled and fought really hard, and just like you said, you know, it's when you know it's a game like that where it's going back and forth, and if you could just get it last, I don't know, it hurts when you don't have the chance to have it last because you feel like everybody's fighting. And it doesn't necessarily, you come home with a loss and it doesn't reflect the effort that was put into that game. And I'm just really, really proud and honored to be a part of this team today, the way we fought. It's I'm proud to say I'm on the Browns because we fought hard. And that's all you can ask for.
The Barnage play, did you have any doubt that you caught that ball?
I didn't see it. I kind of threw it and was spinning as I threw it. If what I've learned with Gary, and I saw this early in his career in Carolina, but what I learned with Gary is if he gets his hands on it, it's probably a catch. So I've just learned not to bet against him. And he doesn't drop – I don't know if we've seen him drop very many balls yet, and maybe one since I've been here in practice. So we understand that about Gary and the type of player he is, and that was a huge play in the game. Oh, they were awesome. I mean, our young backs are coming along, and that's something to be excited about. You know, just very proud of those guys. Wilbur Montgomery has put in a ton of time developing those guys, and I said this earlier in the week, we keep seeing a little bit from both of them, and growth and growth and growth, and so you know, big picture wise, it's very, very encouraging what they were able to do today. The catch Duke made on the first touchdown is one of the best catches I've seen by a running back, to track a deep ball like that and to catch it over his shoulder. It's just because we practice handoffs and throwing checkdowns, and that's not something that they get a ton of time catching. And so for him to do that, it's just very, very impressive and really encouraging.
Can you tell us what you saw the touchdown after Gary's catch, the short touchdown pass, and then the 2-point conversion?
It was all of it, just good play design. George DeLeon and Brian Angelico and the guys that construct all our goal line passing and flip, they do a good job of putting things together that are going to pop. And so it was just a quick sprint out, and it's really, especially when you're, you know, inside the one, it's just about completing the ball. If we can gain a step with the motion like Gary did, it's just about completing the ball. And so I was able to fire one in there, and you have to throw it really hard and trust the guy's gonna catch it. And obviously, like I said, with Gary, you know, that's going to be a catch. And then kind of the same thing, different scenario, but same thing with Gabe on the 2-point conversion. Similar to the play that Travis called for touchdown last week. So I feel like we're doing a good job constructing things in the red zone that are giving us chances to make plays. But we gotta take it even further because some of those, obviously it came back to bite us. You know, some of the trips down there not getting seven really hurt us. Not necessarily, but it's just kind of how you get into a game. You feel like you can take advantage of some things. We said earlier in the week there were some things that we saw outside that we felt like we could do. But I felt like we ran the ball well. I don't know what we ran a carry, but I felt like we had some good runs. It's hard in this day and age because nobody's patient. But in the big picture, you know, this is John DeFilippo's first year as a coordinator. And so, you know, he's every game he's getting better, just like all of us. And so so I feel like he called a good one today. And is continuing to get better and better. And the way that we were able to, you know, find things in the passing game and create big gains, but also stay with the run, that last drive, to come back to the run and really hammer that thing down there was huge. So I'm excited about where we're headed because of you know, Flip's growth and how far he's come as a play caller. He just keeps getting better every week.
Josh, what do you tell him?
Yeah, it's just hard, you know. I mean, I was on the end of it last week where you see something and you're going to make a play and it doesn't turn out the way you want to, and it's heartbreaking. And it's easy for everybody to point to that play, but individually as competitors, we all walk out of that room, especially and no different with Tramon and Carlos Dans being the true pros in that room. We walk out of there, and it's hard. All you think about is the plays that you could have done better, and so that's the way I won't think about Tramon doing that. I'll walk away thinking about, okay, what are the things that I could have done that kept some drives going, and I think that's the idea with the whole group. We get 53 guys thinking that way. We'll start making strides, and some of these games start going our way. Oh, yeah. You know, last week was a long week just with the way that one ended. And you know, we fought hard to kind of, you know, block out all the noise and move into this week. And so to have this one go this way is, you know, we talked about it. It's not where you want to be. You know, 1-3 is, none of us sat out and said, hey, let's shoot for 1-3. We're all disappointed. But at the same time, as men, we have to respond, and we have to come back, and that's the measure of who we are, you know, and individually as men, and it carries you outside of football. It's just a great tool for your life, and then I think when we do that, it'll shape us as a team, and we'll start to grow our character as a team, and so we'll find the positives, we'll find things to gain out of this, we'll learn from the mistakes, and the main thing is we'll respond.